The school year is in full swing. The band is at practice, children recite the Pledge of Allegiance
and to the Republic for which it stands.
And classes.
What are some of the things you get made fun of?
While some things will never change, this is new. One of Longfellow Middle School's counselors, Cynthia Martinez, talks to the students about how to treat each other better.
All that name-calling is being a bully.
She wants them to think. It's an acronym.
So the T stands for, is it truthful? The H stands for, is it helpful? The I is for, is it inspiring? And the N is for, is it necessary? And finally, the K, is it kind?
Martina saw the idea on Pinterest, a new sort of social media site that allows users to pin things they like to their board. And it's ironic because bullying is so much more these days than face-to-face harassment.
Especially with the technology, the Facebook, the texting. Although those things aren't supposed to happen on campus, we are very aware that the ramifications from Facebook and texting do come onto our campus.
In response to a new bill now in effect across the state to address bullying, the San Antonio Independent School District started training principals and counselors. But district leaders say each campus has its own program too. Martinez's Think idea is one of them. Principal Liz Solis believes the statewide law sends a message about how severe bullying has become.
Our response has always been proactive. We certainly don't want to be reactive and work with students and give them the skills and the tools to address any challenges that they may encounter.
Longfellow 8th grader Sierra Valdez is the new girl on campus this year. She says what she and her friends are learning helped them feel empowered to take a stand for those they see being picked on.
I think we just want to make every victim of bullying feel like you're not alone.
8th grader Arthur Mendiola says kids can be pretty mean. He wants to be a scientist or engineer.
I've had some people think that, because you're Hispanic, you're not going to go very far. It just makes me want to try harder.
Lucky for him, he says he's got friends who back him up. But State Senator Leticia Vandepute, a San Antonio Democrat, says it's not just simple teasing she wants to stop.
We've all heard the adage, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That may be as it relates to teasing. And what we're talking about here in bullying is not just a teasing. It's about a constant harassment.
Vandepute carried the state's new anti-bullying bill in the Senate. She says districts had 1 year to learn best practices and integration methods before fully implementing a policy. She says she's happy to learn that schools like Longfellow are doing more than the bare minimum. The Judson ISD launched an app for students to report bullying. She says others are hosting rallies, 5K runs, and are shooting public service announcements developed by the students.
No child should feel in such fear that they cannot learn.
Vandepute says the parents of students who took their own lives as a result of bullying inspired her to pass the law. For counselors like Martinez who have seen bullying firsthand, they realize it's an epidemic. But Martinez says it'll take time to change the culture inside the school walls.
You can get made fun of for how you look, the way you dress, glasses, braces, your hair.
You know, because they will make mistakes, but we like these questions because they can help them reflect and really see what they could do next time.
She thinks it's a great step in shaping happier students who can embrace learning rather than fearing it. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.